Judge rejects claim that Hunter Biden's sweetheart plea agreement is enforceable. By Wendell Hasebo on April 2, 2024. Judge Mark Scarsi, a federal district judge in California's Central District, rejected Hunter Biden's legal argument that his previous plea agreement was enforceable to get his tax charges thrown out of court. The plea agreement gave Hunter Biden immunity from potential future charges. Specifically, it afforded Hunter the ability to plead guilty for not paying taxes on more than $1.5 million in income in 2017 and 2018, receiving probation rather than prison time. In addition, it included a diversion agreement that gave Hunter immunity from potential future charges, including a provision to essentially wipe a potential felony gun violation from his record. In a blow to Hunter, his diversion agreement with special counsel David Weiss fell apart in 2023 under judicial scrutiny. In December, Weiss indicted the president's son in California on 9 tax violations, including failing to file tax returns, inflating his business expenses, and underestimating his income. In response to Hunter's argument to enforce the plea deal, Judge Scarsi ruled Monday that the diversion agreement was null because it fell apart before preconditions were met. Having found that the diversion agreement is a contract that binds the parties but that the parties made the probation officer's signature condition precedent to its performance, the court turns to defendant's theory of immunity, that the United States' obligation to refrain from prosecuting defendant under Section 215 of the diversion agreement is currently in force. It is not. The immunity provision is not one exempted from the term of the contract under the survival clause. Abby Lowell, Hunter's attorney, tried to convince Scarsi that President Joe Biden's Justice Department targeted him selectively, but the judge said Hunter failed to present a reasonable inference, let alone clear evidence, of discriminatory effect and discriminatory purpose. Accordingly, the selective prosecution claim fails, Scarsi ruled. Hunter will go on trial on June 20, 2024, the judge ruled in January. If convicted, Hunter could face a maximum of 17 years in prison. The president's son, in total, faces 42 years in federal prison for the 9 tax and 3 gun charges. The case is United States of America v. Robert Hunter Biden, number 2:23CR00599MC1 in the United States District Court, Central District of California. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former GOP war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.